Hey there, it's Weed Week, the dangers and health benefits explored on Mix 94.5, where we're having these incredible chats to learn a little bit more about medicinal cannabis. You can check it out via the listener app.
Enjoy this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for elite pool covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
Now, guys, I told you I had a birthday party on the weekend, and it was a really warm day. On that Saturday, it was 30 degrees. I don't know if it hit it or went above it, but geez, it felt hot. And even in the shade, it was a bit uncomfortable. So we made sure we had a few lovely, refreshing drinks available, except the drinks were available on tap. Yes. So it was kind of like, just help yourself to whenever you need a refreshing drink.
People were well watered.
Yeah, they were well watered. And then as the afternoon continued, one of my friends went missing. And you don't notice straight away, do you?
No.
When someone goes missing at a party, because they sort of like, you know, they could just be at a different part of the backyard or you haven't run into them in a bit. And then my friend's partner, he said to me, look, I'm just letting you know, she's gone off for a little nap. She was feeling a bit tired and she's gone for a nap. And I was like, I think this is code word for something else.
Yeah.
I was like, does she need anything? No, she's good. She's fine. Look, I saw her napping on your couch and I didn't want her to just be asleep in the living room. So I've moved her to a bedroom.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, cool. And I was like, cool. So she's in the spare room. I do have a guest room. And I was like, she's in the guest room. And he was like, no, she's in your room.
Oh, God. No, son. No, don't do that.
And you're like, oh, great. Like, because you don't know what don't know what you're entering into.
Yeah.
And I thought, I might just go and just check on her. Just go and see how her nap is going. And I open the door of my bedroom and I'm expecting to find her, I guess, having a little kip on the bed.
Yes.
But that's not what I find. I find my friend laying face down on the floor.
Oh.
On my carpet.
Been there.
And just look, I mean, she just looks so peaceful. She was just having a beautiful little nap with her face on my dog's cooling mat.
Oh.
Just laying down with her face on a cooling mat. Yes. And I said, are you okay, honey? Oh, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm fine. I just am so tired. I just needed a little nap, a little kip. And I was like, great. And so I just thought, when did you go for a little nap at a party? In the middle of the party. Just thought, might just curl up here in this sweet little spot of this person's place.
Well, I'll take that story and I'll raise you.
Yeah.
A person who will remain nameless, my brother, for his 30th birthday, right? Big birthday. We're in Sydney. He's hired this church to have a big party, catered and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's been setting it up all day and drinking. And by the time it gets to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, when the guests are supposed to be, are arriving, he goes, whoa, I don't feel so good. And he goes, green, right? And so good morning, bud. He disappears and his girlfriend at the time is going, oh, my God, what are we doing? I'm like, we just keep being hosts, you know.
Oh, wow.
And
so everyone's rocking up to say
happy
birthday and he's not even there.
But to be fair, I said to his girlfriend, listen, my brother's a Dick Tinsky. He will be back, I guarantee you. Sure enough, at about 9:30, in walks the guest of honour. Hey!
Happy birthday. You've missed the speeches.
That is Kip, you beauty.
Love it. Ben in Wattle Grove, did you go and have a nap at a party?
I went and had a nap around a bird bath in Woodchip City Hotel, apparently.
Are there photos?
No, but I had to spend the next day cleaning the hallway where my dirty hands were holding me up when I went to the bedroom to go to bed.
Oh, no. I mean, people were looking after you or did no one even know you were there, Ben?
No one knew I was there for about an hour and a half.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah. Good effort.
What happens at the bird bath stays in the bird bath.
Wow.
Shay in Bankshire Grove, good morning. So this was your husband at your mum's birthday party.
Yes, it was my husband at my mum's birthday party. He was a little bit sneaky and decided to take our six-week-old off for a nap, which he was going to just do in the guest room. And then I walk in just to see how things are going because I noticed he'd been away for like 20 minutes. And there he is sprawled out on the bed with our son, having a good snooze and snoring.
Well, yes.
Leaving you to entertain the rest of the guests.
Yes, and everyone, of course, being a six-week-old, wants to hold the baby.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And, yeah.
So they all joined him on the bed.
Wayne in Bertram, good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Wayne, did you go for a nap in the middle of a party?
Oh, I certainly did. I had a few drinks before we got to the Forestfield pub. And well, probably about 9 o'clock, I was feeling a bit under the weather. So I went to the toilet. When I woke up, it was pitch black. I thought I'd gone blind, and I walked, got rummaged through the doors, and the whole joint was shut. It was all locked up.
Oh, they locked it around you. Yeah. I've always been curious about that. What happens? How do you find your way out? Do you set off alarms?
Well, all the street lights were shining in, and it was probably the first footage of anyone breaking out. But I unlocked the door, the alarms went off. I went next door to the Chinese restaurant to ring a taxi, and just as I took off in the taxi, all the coppers come.
Oh, brilliant.
Tell you what, though, mate, nothing says hangover cure like a chicken chow mein, though.
I'd love to see their faces when they saw the footage.
Brilliant.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your call, Wayne.
She's the Aussie musician and 8-time ARIA Award winner who'll be taking to the stage once again to perform at this year's event, where she's also up for a massive 6 trophies. Please welcome Amy Shark.
Amy, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, sorry. Was that a little bit aggressive?
No.
Or did I need to warm you into it and more go, Amy, good morning?
Well, because you guys are my favourites. You're the first cab off the rank today. So it's a great warm-up. Thank you.
Amy, we're so happy for you. We're so thrilled to see how many ARIAs you've been nominated for. Mm. Again, Album of the Year, Best Artist, Best Pop Release, Song of the Year for YouTube, Best Video by YouTube, and Best Australian Live Act. Which one's going to mean the most to you if you take it out?
I mean, they all mean so much to, like, so many different things. And the thing is, it's such a massive year. Like, there's some really big hitters in there. Anything, you know, is great because I'm not expecting anything. So,
hey, Amy, you know, whoever's going to take out Artist of the Year or Album of the Year, the big awards, they get invited to all of the parties. So for you, you know, when you're up for Album of the Year, Best Artist, Best Pop Release, are you getting invites lobbing into your DMs or through your management from parties? Have you already got a few there that are you kind of like, okay, I need to RSVP to this one. I might go this one. I might drop in here.
I mean, I'm not actually too sure. Maybe I'm just not invited. But, like, it's because it's been a year of lockdowns. I think everyone's sort of crawling out very slowly. So I'm sure that there will be a few on the night. But, I mean, look, to be honest, it's such a big day usually. By the time I can leave the actual ARIAs, I'm, like, happy to grab, like, a Happy Meal and go home, you know?
a bit of chamomile tea at the Birds of Tokyo's place.
Oh, no, I'll still have a few at home, but, like, I just want to get home with, like, a decent kebab or something like that. Yeah.
I know it's not the same that after the radio awards a few years ago, my producer and I, we got Hungry Jack's on the way home and we ate it on our hotel beds.
Yeah,
it
was that's beautiful.
The vibe, you know what I mean? That's the after party that I love.
Amy, you know, in the start of your career, you were like, look, I'm Amy Shark and this is the way I'm going to do it and I'm just going to be me, and if you don't like it, a bit too bad. But now that you've been around a while and you're having such great success, are there people trying to interject on how they want you to look, how they want you to dress? Are they trying to influence Amy Shark?
Oh, no, that'd just be way too hard for the other person, I think. I think I'm two in my ways now, and I've managed to put together such an incredible team that no one would even bother to try and, you know, change who I am or anything like that. So it's going okay so far, so I don't think anyone's, you know, going to try and change that.
Cool.
Hey, just quickly, Amy, before we let you go, looking forward to having you next year. You must be chomping at the bit to get back out on the road.
Especially to get to Perth, because there was a time where I just never thought I'd ever see that place again, and it's such a beautiful part of the tour routing. You know, everyone looks forward to playing there, so I'm really excited.
Oh, we've changed during the hard borders, Amy. We may not be the same as we were when you last saw us.
I hope I can get the old Perth back.
You've got to kind of get through, like, the 28 days later zombies at the gate.
That's it, yeah.
They're all just on the fence line.
Oh God! Well, I've seen a few zombies, so I think by that time we might be a little more alive. Hopefully,
It's called the Cry Forever Tour. It's going to be Saturday, the 26th of February at RAC Arena. Tickets still available. Amy Shark, nice to catch up with you, mate, and good luck for this slew of awards that you're up for tonight at the Arias. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you soon.
I know we're all very nervous about next weekend and the Masters Regatta and putting a boat together.
Some of us more than you.
Yeah, it's fine. Somebody's got to keep a cool head in here. But I've got an answer.
Ahoy there, mateys!
Mix 94.5 Masters Regatta.
Guys, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but we need to build a boat for the Mix 94.5 Masters Regatta at Hillary's, which is next Saturday, the 27th of November.
God.
It's getting closer.
I mean, Noah built an ark in less time, but we really do need to get started.
Yeah, I heard an ad that we've been rolling around saying, the boats are ready to go, we'll see you at the regatta. And I was like, that bit was a filthy lie.
It was a lie. Big filthy fat lie, Pete.
Look, I've got the answer, okay? I just figured we needed some help from some experts. So I would like you guys to say hello to a good pirate friend of mine by the name of Captain Scraggly Beard.
Oh, okay. Captain Scraggly Beard, good morning.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Apologies. I just stubbed my toe and it really hurt.
Okay. Captain SB, if I can call you that, welcome. We have to build a boat. We haven't done it before, and I figure you being a pirate, you'd have some tips.
Oh, mate, it's a fine thing to build a boat. I remember me first boat was one of them giant inflatable tongs that looked like the Australian flag. It was a fine boat, and I sailed her twice around the world till it was captured by pirates off the coast of Treasure Island. They popped my thong and sent her down to Davy Jones's locker and held me captive for 6 long years.
I can hear that time with the pirates really left an impression on you.
What do you mean?
Well, you keep saying arr, like a pirate.
What? Oh, no, No, I'm helping my wife with her crossword. Darn, that word has an R in it.
Captain Scraggly Beard, we've got issues. I mean, our boat has to be made using empty Masters milk cartons. We haven't got a boat together. We don't really know what we're doing.
Well, Kimber, I mean, if you'll allow me, I think the problem we're having is with leadership. We've got to get things moving to build this boat, but we've not got a leader.
Well, it's a good question, Matt, because there can only be one captain. And if the crew are misbehaving, you must be strong and call them the biggest bunch of landlubbers that ever stepped aboard. And if they don't behave, you make them walk the plank.
Well, that's handy, actually, because we do have a plank.
Oh, that's good.
But it's covered by hundreds, if not thousands. I'm talking thousands of empty Masters milk cartons, Captain.
Oh, that's bad.
Do you think we're in trouble?
You're Rogered, but not in a jolly way. I wish you luck, and may the trade winds always bring you home.
Thank you, Captain.
Arr.
I don't feel like he gave us any help.
None at all. Arr.
We okay?
That made everything so much better, Pete. I can't wait to turn up next week. This is not going to be embarrassing at all.
Well, I mean, I know how you feel. I'd like to know how you feel, Maddie.
I thought I was worried about the 27th of November, the regatta, but I'm now worried about my career.
You kidding me?
Yes! Yes!
Hey, it's another point!
Thank you, Radio.
1991, so Maddie.
Yes! Come on!
16!
Nice.
I'd like
one
to thank my agent.
2019, mate.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Wow, we've had some celebrations.
It's been a big year.
That was a montage.
It was a montage.
And a half. Well done, Padgy.
You got to have a montage. Thank you, Padgy.
You do.
On the pots and pans. Guys, this is a big one. Because if you do not win today, Matt.
Yeah.
And Kimber does it. There's not enough weeks in the year.
Will
for you
we
to
still
make
play the dead rubbers?
Oh, I don't know.
It never works in sport,
does
it?
No, it doesn't. No.
We could have celebrity
We could do.
Yeah.
Celebrity EQ.
Just bring in someone from the office or a group guest or something.
Because it's been interesting. It's been neck and neck all year up until around about a month ago when Kimber just started to streak ahead a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's when I started to lose interest.
Yeah, right.
I'm only joking. I love it.
Let's get on with it.
So here's how this works. I've got three different montages of audio from three different years. They can be made up of movies or songs, television, moments in time, all that sort of stuff. I'm going to play them to you one by one. You're going to tell me what year you think they are from. Closest to the pin, best of three wins. Here we go.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
The passing of an American original. Remembering the soulful genius of Ray Charles.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
2006.
Ooh, wow.
What are you basing
that on? I've got to be bold, right? I believe, and, you know, there's not many brain cells working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certain that James Blunt song was big when I was in England.
Oh, okay.
So that's 2003 to 2008. So I've just sort of gone in the middle.
Okay. That's interesting. I was going to go 2003.
Well, that would really stuff me, but it'd
but
be,
I'm
yeah.
just basing that. I'm trying to remember when Anchorman was massive. And you know how sometimes we've been doing movie quotes for much longer than you realise.
When has Anchorman not been massive, though?
Yeah.
I feel like it's been massive since it came out.
Yeah.
And I don't remember Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 2003.
Ooh, 2003.
This could start very badly, couldn't it, for me?
So, Maddie, 2006, Kimber, 2003, just working out the math, which isn't that hard. It's easy enough just to tell Kimber she's got it.
Oh.
2004, Kimber. Maddie.
So many lost years in London.
Maddie, the comeback.
Okay.
The comeback begins now, all right? Reverse sweep.
I'm dead.
Warner Brothers Television, which actually produces Charlie Sheen's hit show, Two and a Half Men, has terminated his services.
Don't you dare ruin that dress!
Well, you're really doing it, aren't you? You're just shitting down the street.
Is that Bridesmaids?
Mm.
Oh, when did that come out? I don't know. I don't know.
Mate, you're panicking. Stop panicking. Pull it together. Pull it together.
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
2014.
Bottom of the ninth, bases are loaded, Maddie.
Oh, God. Look, I don't know. So, obviously, I'm going to go 2013. Just because I think it's earlier than that, and I just want to be, you know, on the right side of 2014.
Can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was trying to win, that's what I would have done.
So it's best of three. It's closest to the pin, best of three wins. Yeah. Now, Kimber said 2014. Maddie, you said 2013.
I did.
If Kimber wins this,
it's all over.
It's over for the year.
Yeah.
The whole year.
Yeah.
Right? 2011. Maddie,
you're still in.
All right. Here is your final montage. Let's take a listen.
This area was raised to make way for the towers of the World Trade Center.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
I'm going to go 67.
Jeez, you came out fiery. You didn't even think about that. Do you want to think about it a little bit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah.
You were confident though, weren't you?
Well, you know, I've got some reasons, but yeah.
You can say them.
Well, look, I mean, I, you know, but what I'm going to say is probably going to help you, and that's fine. You're my friend. I have a feeling that the Twin Towers were like early 70s, if not 70s. So perhaps they started building them some years before that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
just going to go with my instinct because I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know any of those. I don't know when Sesame Street started.
Yeah.
I have no idea when Lola came out.
Kings.
So I'm going with 71.
71.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't want to change your answer?
I'm feeling like I might change it. I'm going to go 1970.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, Kimber. I just threw
That's
it out there.
It's a reasonable question.
It's a reasonable question.
You can do whatever you like.
It's no big deal. I don't make the rules. No, it's no big deal.
I don't make the cheats. I don't make the rules.
It's not cheats.
No, you can do whatever you like.
It's not a cheat. It's not a cheat. Jane's Joggers, our producer. Is that a fair question? I feel like it's a fair and equitable question.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
It's a fair question.
Or should I have said 1972?
I think you've said your answer.
No, I've had 1970. I'm not changing my answer, Kimber.
Oh, you don't want him to change it again. No. Just checking. No. Do you want to change your answer again, Matt? Just checking.
No, because we're running
Pete
out of time.
Pete says it's totally fair. Just checking. What are you locking
I've
in?
I've landed on 70, which is also the year of my birth, so of course I'm going to go with 70.
Mm-hmm. It was 1970.
Great. Yeah, I thought so.
Wow. I can't help but feel that you really built up that whole game only to kind of throw away the end.
No.
That's fine. We'll do it again next week.
They gave me the
answers
yesterday.
Yeah, cool. Back again next week.
Yeah, back again next week, which is great for us.
Doesn't it all sound rigged to make your show for the next 3 weeks?
There's 3 weeks left in the year.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and how good is it?
How uncanny that it happened that way.
Thank you. Stay in it, Matt.
How amazing.
That's great. People to something to hold on to for next week.
It's incredible how that happens.
It's incredible.
Oh, wow.
It's almost magic.
Blown away.
Well done, Matt.
It's kismet.
Yeah. I was worried for a sec, but well done.
Thank you.
Now, guys, do you remember when you were younger, you might head off to school camp and you kiss your pets goodbye and you give them a little pat on the head and you're like, I'll see you soon, I'll be back in a week and we'll cuddle again then. And then you'd go off to camp and some parents would say if the dog got sick or if any of the animals got sick that they might just replace them while you're gone. You know, just in case. Just in case, if it's not quite right, they don't want to upset you. If anything happened, they just bring back another fish or they bring back another. It's amazing how that happens.
Yes, right.
But I don't think anyone's ever actually done it. You know, like if someone goes, oh, I'm going to replace the pet with something that looks the same.
Yes.
If you brought in a different dog, I'd know it was not McGruff.
It sounds like the plot of a Disney film, right?
Yeah, of course you'd know. If someone replaced your pet, you'd know. Except Zane's been lying to his wife for some time.
Oh, Zane.
Oh, mate, Zane, when he met his wife many years ago, she had this extremely aggressive black cat. This cat was absolutely nasty. He said it hissed at everyone. It scratched everybody. It would not use the litter tray. It was just peeing all over the house. It just had no respect for anybody. And he was making a bit of a joke with his wife going, look, I tell you what, if this cat scratches me ever again, I'm going to replace it with a better one. And he made that joke and then he sat on it for a few hours that night and thought, actually, I wonder if I could do something about this. So he has headed off to an animal shelter and he's picked up a matching cat. He's just got one that looks the same and gone, this will be fine. And he's bought the cat home, swapped her cat out. And this cat is a much better cat. This cat is toilet trained. It's more acclimatized to people.
Okay.
He said the only thing that was a little bit different about it is it was a bit skittish. And so they think that it was a little bit slightly different behavior to his other cat. But overall, friendly, better. And his wife hasn't noticed.
What?
He's brought it home to settle in. He's taken the original cat to an animal shelter a number of hours away so that there was no chance of the original cat trying to come home.
Well, yeah.
And they've now been living with the replacement cat for 6 years.
I mean, what does she think happened? That the cat went to therapy?
6 years. He's been lying. He's like, my wife didn't know anything about it. She loves this cat. She brags about how much better behaved it is. And every time that happens, he's like, oh, no, I've lied to her the whole time. Oh, and he's written it on this anonymous post. It's on this, like, tell us something that you've lied about or that you're keeping from your partner.
Yes.
So he's changed his name so it's not actually Zane. But they've been living with a strange cat for 6 years.
All right. Now,
that's brilliant.
I reckon this has happened, but people haven't fessed up to it.
No one swaps out a pet. This is the most unusual story. I don't think that this genuinely happens anywhere else. Like, this is a one-off.
I reckon it does.
I mean, goldfish, sure, I can imagine who can tell the difference. But an animal like a cat or a dog, surely you know.
We got one!
Just after one. You can remain anonymous, all right? But have you swapped out a pet?
Any pet. Could have been a rabbit.
Oh, I said, I mean, rabbits, yes, you know, rabbits. White rabbit's a white rabbit,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thumper three, okay.
One's going to call. I don't think there's going to be anyone who would have done such a thing.
Remember back in the days where kids, I mean, I remember certainly when I was going to school, you had a classroom pet.
Oh, yes.
And you were allowed to take it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it on good authority that a few of those got swapped out along the way.
Sure, yeah.
Right. Not only... But we got heaps.
We did.
All right, it's happened. Sheree and Baldivis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sheree, that was a very, it was a giggle because you're thinking, what have I done? Tell us what you did. Did you swap out a pet?
Well, my daughter swapped out my grandson's fighting fish 3 times.
Oh.
He doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Did the fish kill each other or they just died of natural causes?
One time her friend's cat ate it.
Oh.
And then the other 2 times, I just think it died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sheree.
Imagine that, the fighting fish that just keeps on going. Yeah. The little fish that could.
Will in Orange Grove. Talk us through it, mate. Just swap out a pet.
Yeah, so years ago, 10 years ago, we had a litter of pups.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 2 black ones. They looked identical. One was a little bit bigger, one was a little bit smaller. The kids picked the smaller one and they named it and everything. And we decided we liked the other one better. So we swapped them out and kept the same name and got rid of the other one. Still 10 years later.
He just had a growth spurt, very quick one overnight.
Yeah. We just got rid of the other one. Just destroy the evidence. They'll never know.
Louise in Port Kennedy, good morning to you. Just swap out a pet.
I didn't, but I have a friend that did. She had a daughter who was about 4 years old. They had a couple of rabbits, which they'd only had a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, the daughter left the cage door open and the dog got in and do what dogs did to one of the rabbits.
Yes.
And these rabbits were like white. Mm. Obviously, they couldn't tell the daughter what to do, what had happened, because she'd be so distraught.
Mm.
The only replacement they could get was a brown rabbit. And the daughter came down the next morning and said, "Mum, why's the rabbit brown?" And she said, "Well, I gave it some different food and it's changed colour. And she got away with it.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Well done, Mum. Good thinking.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Such betrayal.
Perth is loving Nine's new show, Parental Guidance, which looks at 10 families and the different ways they raise their kids. One of those families is Liarden and Richard, who have 5 children together and raise them outdoors in a tent. Please welcome them, our nature parents.
Yeah, Parental Guidance, back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. The Nature Parents, that's right, Liarden and Richard join us now. Good morning to you both. Thank you for your time.
Hey, no problem at all. Good to speak with you.
We have been loving the show. We've been getting a lot out of it for a lot of different reasons. But one of the fascinating things that we find about you two is that, yeah, you've got everybody there in a tent and you're out in nature, but that the two of you have also got children from previous marriages where you parented in a strict style and now you've gone the opposite way. Was that a refreshing change for you two?
It was a bit of a quantum shift over a period of time to sort of move away and think, well, our children are actually autonomous little beings, you know. They want to live their lives the way they want to approach things. Handing over, not the easiest thing to do, but refreshing for sure.
Yeah, look, I think the thing that people are finding most interesting about the show is that they're able to sort of cherry pick the bits that work for them in relation to their own relationship with their children. So the stuff that you were doing with your first children from your previous relationships, although you've sort of moved away from that, there must have been things that you thought worked well and that you've taken into your second time around, if you will?
Yeah, look, there's a very obvious thing. You know, we homeschooled our first children, you know, so we've carried that in with us. I guess the approach to it has probably changed.
Mm.
My wife and I find it hard to get any alone time at the best of times, right? And seeing the pictures of you guys, you know, in the middle of the bush in a tent, I'm not just talking about intimate, I'm just talking about just in general. Is this genuinely the way that you guys live your lives, or do at any time do you just sort of check into a motel for a bit of a break?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Very occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally.
Oh, not just us on our own. No, yeah. Definitely with the kids.
I'm not just talking about
you two by yourselves. I'm talking about just getting away from having to be in a tent in the bush the entire time.
Family,
One of the interesting things about traveling, because we travel, we stayed with other families for up to a couple of weeks as we travel around. You know, you make a lot of friends. And, yeah, there are times where, kind of logistically, where we have booked into a motel.
Oh, that said, that's once in the last 4 months, wasn't it? once in the last 4 months.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, you are allowed to.
Yes.
It's totally, it's fine.
You know, it is just one of those things that I think, we are quite, you know, we've all been in Australia, I think, has been quite fascinated with the way you live. Mm. But I think that this is a beautiful reminder to all of us that, like, this is just the way we're living our lives is just a social construct.
Yes,
like,
it is.
We don't have to live like this. And so I think people are enamored. It seems so far removed from possibility for so many of us.
The lifestyle that we lead isn't for everybody, either because they don't like spiders and bugs and things like that, or because it's just not practical for them because of the way their lives are organised. But we hope that it's given people maybe some encouragement to break down those four walls, for want of another way of putting it, and just getting out there.
How's your relationship now with children from your first relationships?
Because of the way we parented, because we're so strict, it did create a breach with our older children. We've mended that.
And I think the fact that we were able to recognise where we hadn't treated them as people and just be humble about it and say, we really messed that up, that made all the difference.
Did you get more than you bargained for signing up to do this show?
I'll tell you what, we were delighted, really, with the outcome. It was an amazing experience for us, and meeting with the other parents was fantastic. Certainly watching it, we think it's going to add to the discussion in a very, very positive way, thought-provoking, and of course, I think entertaining too.
It certainly has in our household.
Absolutely.
For sure. Parental Guidance tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. The Nature Parents, Leiden and Richard, joined us this morning. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. Great speaking to you.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an elite pool cover. Mix 94.5.